that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rodriguez for Black and White Sports 2. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. We got a couple of different things out there. We got some NFL, I guess you could say, execs, GMs, etc., that are making comments from uninvolved teams. In other words, teams that are sitting back on the outside looking at the Jets and the Packers situation, and more so Aaron Rodgers, and they're coming out and flat saying what the Packers want for Aaron Rodgers, in their opinion, is not really realistic, okay? And what the Packers want is that 13th pick overall in the first round from the Jets. The Jets don't want to give up that pick, okay? The Jets, to Joe Douglas's credit, and I guess to a lesser extent Robert Saleh, they see this as a second and third day kind of trade, all right, of the NFL draft. Now, the problem is there anything that really causes urgency here? Not really. Unless you want to say maybe the first night of the draft, if the Packers are dead set on getting something on that first night, obviously that could be a bit of a pressure point. But financially, it's actually better for the Packers, or could be, to wait. And this could drag on. Now, Lamar Jackson's still out there. Oddly enough, Matthew Stafford has sort of emerged. But I think the Rams are going to see what happens this year with Stafford. You know, he was injured last year, and I think they want to take a step back and see what's going to happen there. So, I've got a couple of different stories here on Rodgers. Let's get to this one. This is ESPN, and they're talking about the holdup in this whole thing. Now, before we get too far into the weeds on this, Boomer Esiason dropped an interesting nugget on The Fan this morning in New York. And you can tell Esiason is all up in this behind the scenes somewhere. Somebody's giving him some good information. I don't know. It may be Aaron Rodgers himself. Sometimes I kind of get the indication it's either the Jets or it's Rodgers, one of the two. But a couple of things emerged. Number one, Aaron Rodgers is going to be, it looks like, all in. Okay? And in fact, Aaron Rodgers may be going on some kind of a Tom Brady to the Buccaneers, I'm pissed, scorched earth kind of tour, okay? And that Rodgers is very aware of what Brady did in Tampa and the success he had down there, and that's what he's chasing. Also, he's very aware of how the Jets fan view Joe Namath's number. So it kind of indicates that Aaron Rodgers may be actually, he may actually change numbers because he understands the historical significance of Namath and the Jets, yada, yada, yada. Also, Rodgers is very aware of how cost prohibitive his contract is. We've talked about this, but this was talked about again. And he understands he's going to have to do some movement here because he wants this team to get built up for a run. All right. And I think the big holdup for the Jets is, how long do you get Rodgers? If you get him for 2 years, it sort of changes everything. You know, it gives you a sense, okay, we got a two-year shot at this thing. If you get him for 1 year, it makes you not want to give up as much. It's a complex transaction, perhaps unprecedented. You're talking about an all-time great quarterback with a massive contract. Those factors alone would make this deal difficult. That's that he's 39 and already on record in saying he strongly considered retirement. That would bother me. Makes it harder to determine a fair price. He could walk away in a year. That's why the Jets don't want to part with their 2023 first-round pick, the 13th overall. At the same time, the Packers don't want to trade a franchise icon for a second- and third-day draft pick. Okay, so let's scroll down. Is there urgency here? Not really. There are no financial deadlines on the near horizon, and the Jets don't begin their offseason program until April 17. Actual practices don't start until late May. The mandatory minicamps is in mid-June. Quote, it's in everyone's best interest to get it done sooner than later, said former NFL exec Mike Tannenbaum, now ESPN front office.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Analyst, typically you need a deadline. Maybe the off-season program is the first deadline. Now, let's scroll down to see. They talk about a pressure point, and it is, of course, the first day of the NFL draft. Now, aren't the Packers getting crushed on the cap by waiting? Not at all. Truth be told, there's a financial benefit to waiting. That could be a problem here, okay, for the Jets anyway and their fans, because you may be really dragging this out. Right now, Rodgers counts $31.6 million on the salary cap. If the Packers trade him before June 1st, his cap charge balloons to $40.3 million, and they could have to carry that for the entire season. Now, here's a big benefit in waiting. If they wait until after June 1 to deal him, the cap hit is spread over two seasons. $15.8 this year, $24.5 in 2024. That would give them about $25 million in extra 2023 cap room to help improve areas of the roster. Okay, so, you know, you hear that and you think, you know, the Packers might actually want to wait on this thing all the way to June 1. I mean, if waiting to June 1 automatically frees up $25 million on cap space for other players, that's an enticing kind of, hey, let's hold off to do this, to spread the hit around. Now, uninvolved teams don't see Aaron Rodgers as a first-rounder, and this is the real problem here, okay? According to reports from Albert Breer, this is NBC Sports, some teams uninvolved are skeptical of the return the Packers allegedly desire for Rodgers. They believe he isn't worth an outright first-round draft pick. And in calling around asking teams that are uninvolved what they'd give up, just about everyone said it is a day-two pick this year, fronting a package with a conditional pick or two at the back end. In other words, hey, we'll give you a second this year, and then we'll give you a conditional second for next year, provided Rodgers plays an extra year. Now, if he plays the second year and we get to the AFC Championship game, we'll throw in another conditional third pick, you know, third round pick next year. Okay, so in theory, they could end up getting two or three draft picks out of this. Okay, but they're all second and third day picks, all right, or second day picks. Maybe if everything falls into place and the Jets go to, let's say, the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row. Because I think that's the bare minimum for having this be worth it, is you need to at least get to a championship game. You need to at least give the Jets fans the fire of feeling like the Super Bowl is within touching grasp, right? We have a shot. We're significant in the second most important NFL weekend of the year, which is the championship game weekends. We are involved. All right. Now, of course, the actual goal is is to draft or is to win a Super Bowl, right? But, you know, I mean, they're in such a hard conference, and that's what makes this thing so interesting is the fact that, I mean, they're in the AFC. They know they got to get through Mahomes and Burrow. Who knows if Herbert is going to end up, the Chargers are finally going to get their shit together with Kellen Moore there. What's going to happen with Lamar Jackson? That's the other wild card there. If you're a Jets fan, would you literally think about the Jets running at Lamar? I know that's been thrown around out there, but who the hell wants to give Lamar this guaranteed contract? Yes, he's younger. But make no mistake, and this was something that I heard, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, he wanted out of Baltimore because of Lamar Jackson's passing skills. Think about that, okay? And I've got a Lamar video coming because some teams have emerged in this whole thing. Maybe. I still think there's a push from the media to elevate Lamar when nobody's really interested. Okay? We saw that with Kaepernick. We've seen it with Cam Newton in the past. Oh, my God, blah, 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 team is interested in Cam Newton. Nah, no, they really ain't. You know, no, Kaepernick may be on the screen for blah, blah. No, never even sniffed around him. Honestly, we got to remember Lamar got his contract out of desperation. The only team that I could think that might be dumpster fire-ish enough to give Lamar that contract would be the Commanders. That's the only one I can think of that might actually make a terrible decision, and it's because the decision can be offset to the next owner of Washington. All right, but I'm just throwing that out there because we know as far as quarterbacks go, it's slim pickings for the Jets if they don't get this to happen. Big time. See the problem? Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters, Aaron Rodgers. Who knows when this is getting done? There's reasons all over the place on both sides for this thing to keep dragging on or to even get it done. What still kills me is the Packers seem so hell-bent on getting rid of Rodgers and moving on to Jordan Love. If you've got this opportunity to do that, just pull the trigger and move on with the Packers organization. You've made it clear you don't want Rodgers. I don't get this, really. You know, because that could get real ugly. The fan base could have turned on you and been pounding the drum for Rodgers to come back. They're not really doing that. You got lucky there. So just trade him. You know, quit trying to get a first. Because I don't think it should be a first. I don't. I think a two and a two, conditional two, or three even, third round pick, right? I think that's about right. That's about fair. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.